Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Still miss him. That's from the Innocent Age album, a double album that I encourage you to find. You'll love it, and you'll thank me later. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning the platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having more fun than the law allows. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And wherever you are on planet Earth, on the radio or on the Internet, we're glad you're here. Andrea Nirenberg is our guest. She's the networking diva of all time. She's the author of all the important books on networking. Andrea, thanks again for being here. There's a new way of thinking about going to market these days electronically, Andrea. There's three kinds of media. There's owned media. That's what, like your brochures.
Right.
There's paid media, like when you buy advertising or you buy an ad on Facebook or in a newspaper, and then there's earned media.
I like that.
Earned media is when other people talk about you. And we now know that people believe, people are 70% more likely to believe earned media than they are either of the other two. And earned media could be just somebody saying anything that's not negative about you, or it could be someone says, Andrea is the greatest. So that's the, what did Will Rogers say about that?
I love Will Rogers said that wonderful line, the wind blows much further when someone is blowing your horn.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes right back to what you said, because it's so true. I love what you said.
Earned media.
The first one was owned, right? You said when you
owned. That's when you create it in-house. Yes. Paid media is when you buy
paid,
an ad or something.
You buy it.
And then the
and
other
earned.
One is when you're just sitting around minding your own business, and all of a sudden something happens because somebody else did it for you.
Jim, may I have your permission if I write something up in my blog that I was going to, my networking nugget, and I talk about the Will Rogers quote?
Yeah.
I think it's so important that I mentioned that on our show. We talked about this, and you told me about owned media, paid media. However, the most important is earned media.
That's right.
Exactly what we're talking about. And this is all the result, as we know, from what we just talked about, the activity of networking and building relationships, so you get to that point where you brag about someone else and say you got to use them.
Absolutely. So talk to us some more about how this works.
Well, how it works is, again, you've got to nurture and stay in touch with what I call your center of influence, your advocates, the people that you know, and always when you're out in everyday life. This is somebody might say, well, Andrew, that sounds all well and good, but how do I develop that? Every single day when you're out in life, thinking about the people that you even buy your coffee from, or where you go, like some of your routine stops, you know, for people that might, you know, just have their local areas. You know, get to know some of your next-door colleagues, if you will. Find out what they do. Learn a little bit about them. Take the time to get to know your neighbors. You know, reach out, work in your current network, and always say to somebody, how do I know if I'm speaking to someone that could truly use your services? And really register that. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Take a few notes.
First.
Put it in your database. So you're almost walking around like I do. I like to be the go-to person. If somebody says, who do you know for? Mm-hmm. How do you know that person's good? What do you, you know, because you know them. I said, here's what I know about these people. Here's how I trust them, whatever. You know what? It is reciprocal down the road.
My favorite thing to do in the marketplace is to put good people with good people.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's a great thing to do.
Three. They'll remember you. The two of them go off. They do something. Yet they'll remember Jim put us together. And it's wonderful. You get a wonderful feeling.
And eventually you'll get to the point where you'll become like this little networking oracle. People will call you and say, hey, Andrea, you know everybody in town. You know a lot of folks. I need to do this. Can you help me with this? And you help them.
That's the greatest. That's
you help
the
them. You pay, it, you pay it forward. And
pay it
you,
forward.
You never know when you cast your bread upon the water, you never know how many different ways it will come back to you.
Or as my wonderful father said, and he's up in heaven, and he said it all the time, give without remembering, receive without forgetting.
Yeah.
So just give. Give opportunities. Put people together. Create connections. Never receive anything, though, without saying thank you. No matter what, even a rejection.
Yep.
Thank
yep.
you for your time and consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed, Jim, by the way, how many proposals and how many things where people will reach out. And I would say this to everyone listening. How many times people will reach out, you'll put in the work. Maybe you didn't get the project. That happens. However, they could at least write back and say someone else because this is the
right.
best. I always write a thank you note. I would tell you that I probably don't even hear back from 80% of those people. Ever.
Yep, yep. Well, you know,
I don't get depressed anymore.
Well, you know,
I don't get anymore.
The thing is that we've lost a lot of the good old American gratitude that we used
oh, yeah.
to have. And folks, we need to get that back. Thank you.
Really?
With all the things that are different, all the shifts that are going on right now, all
yeah.
the things that are becoming passe and old hat, thank you is never going to be old hat.
Never goes out of style.
It's going to be powerful as long as humans are analog.
I agree 100%. As
yeah.
long as you still say, please, thank you, hello, thinking about you.
All the things you learned in kindergarten, right?
Everything we learned in kindergarten, but you know what, Jim? There'll always be people who will say, "This is so basic. This is so kindergarten." You know, I want to get to the advanced. Well, you can't get to the advanced until you do the spring training and go back and do this.
That's
just like the sports
that's exactly
you do
right.
every single year.
Andrea, I need your website one more time.
Nierenberggroup.com. NIERENBERGGROUP.com.
Thank
Jim,
you,
I
Andrea.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Take care of yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.